Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, as well as those tuning in on the East Coast worldwide through dcnowradio.com. We're glad to have all of you with us. Well, we have a great half hour coming up for you guys today, and it's featuring a great recording artist that I found out about recently. Recording artist Jay Rice is making his first appearance on Conversations Live to talk to us not only about his love of music, but also to debut his new single, Thank You for the Broken Heart, a single that all of you will be able to enjoy around the world coming up in August. But he's joining us live now to talk to us about the journey and also what he hopes you take away from the single. Jay Rice, welcome to Conversations Live.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Going really well. Thanks a lot for taking out the time, man, to be on with us today.
Yeah, you're tripping me out a little bit because I was like, oh, wait, how does he know it's me? So we didn't even talk before this.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? One of the great things about producers, man, you know, we have this great caller ID system on the online side of the show. You're able to let me know. So I had my fingers crossed when they told me that we had somebody. So I said, okay, it has to be him. Well, you know, Jay Rice, again, congratulations on the single. Thank You for the Broken Heart. We're going to be listening to that here in a moment. I want to begin, though, by talking about this amazing experience. You have really been able to share your music literally with the world, especially thanks to the internet and social media. What has it been like for you to be getting the love and support you've been getting from literally all corners of the world?
It's really crazy. I mean, it kind of showed me how big the world is. You know, it's like growing up in the U.S., you think of it as like that's kind of it, and it's huge. It's the biggest thing ever. And then as I'm traveling the internet more, I find like, wow, it's kind of small actually when you consider the rest of the world. Like it's not even 10%, you know?
Right, right.
And it's really a cool feeling when I hear somebody like from the Philippines, it's like, I'm a huge fan of your song, and you know, I put a dance to your song, and it's just it's an amazing thing that people can connect with, you know, lyrics that I've written and, you know, feelings that I've felt, and people else, you know, around the world. It seems like they, you know, they can connect sometimes, and even if it helps them in some way, that's even better, you know.
Exactly. You know, it's interesting that you said that. I was getting quite a bit of email about this segment. We want to thank our friends on the online side through Blog Talk for actually featuring this on their main page today at blogtalkradio.com. And what I was thinking about was all great stories like yours, Jay, they have a beginning. I mean, there was a point that came in your life when you realized that this was something that you not only enjoyed and was good at, but that you knew that there would be an audience for. Can you remember that time? When did you know that this is where, you know, you were going to be, that this was what you were supposed to be doing?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know at the same time that I wanted to do it and I knew where I would go. I just knew I wanted to do it and I was going to do, you know, whatever I needed to do to go towards whatever that goal ended up being. It was probably a little bit after high school. I'd kind of been, you know, going the very studious route, and you know, I played trumpet and I did a lot of in that side, and I started writing with a friend of mine, and I was supposed to go to this college that was nearby, and I had a good amount of scholarships, and my parents were really proud, and you know, they were really excited for me, and I wasn't excited about it. I felt like if I went, I was going to be miserable, and it wasn't going to be what I really, you know, was passionate about. And I eventually just made the decision to focus fully on music, and, you know, they were a little bit more than disappointed, you know, that I didn't go that route. And it kind of took them a while to kind of come around and believe that, you know, that maybe I didn't make a mistake. You know, it was something that I really cared about, and you know, they believed in me as far as my music and all that, but it was just so hard to fathom not going to college, I guess, for them.
Exactly.
And it was, you know, it was a hard decision, but I'm glad I made it. You know, it's not right for everyone, but it was right for me.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny when you were saying that, and I didn't know that part of the story before, but I had a similar experience myself when I realized that was not going to be the course for me.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, and so it's – well, you know, now, of course, you could look and smile about it, and you can laugh about those same people who were disappointed, and now they get it. But, you know, that took a good bit of faith for you to be able to do that, you know, that to say that, you know what, that this is what – this is the way I know I'm going to at least be happy, even if things don't turn out the way that you know, you would want it to. So since it has turned out so well, I'm curious – does that make it even more sweeter for you to know that you went against literally the odds and you just said, you know what, I'm going to do this, come what may, and the come what may has ended up getting you the success that you wanted?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's definitely sweeter, and it's kind of to the point where I'm so excited that it can work that I sometimes find myself, like, trying to sell it on other people, you know, like, hey,
right,
just,
right.
You know, find what you're passionate about and go after it. And, you know, as much as I kind of went just kind of blindly and didn't know what was going to happen and, you know, had some situations come about and had all of them fall, you know, and one after the other, you know, it was never easy making that call, you know, sorry, Mom, you know, this one didn't pan out. And, you know, it was a lot of prayers about, you know, just if this is the right situation, you know, please just make it obvious, because it's hard to make those decisions sometimes when you have an opportunity put in front of you, but you don't know if it's the right one, you know.
Exactly.
And so a lot of times it just kind of it was obvious certain ones would just fall through and like, well, all right, moving on, you know, to the next
right.
one. And I think I kind of built up a good amount of resiliency, and you know, it kind of made me not want to tell people what was going on because I didn't want to
right.
have to tell them that it didn't happen.
Right, right.
So, you know, it kind of taught me also to not depend on anything and not to count on it. And if I wanted something to happen, I had to make it happen myself. And so that's kind of how I, you know, started on the YouTube thing. I was like, you know what, you know, I've been working with these people and I'm kind of depending on them too much. I feel like I'm a little too dependent. I'm gonna just do what I think I should do, and everything else should follow if I'm, you know, working hard and I'm not. I always kind of had the thought of, I'm not going to be the reason that I'm failing, you know. I'm not going to be the reason that I didn't make it, you know. It's fine if somebody else does something and they mess it up or it doesn't work out for them and it, in turn, doesn't work out for me, but I'm not going to be the reason.
Yeah, and I think that is the attitude all of us have to have, Jay, because especially if we really are serious about what we're doing, and I think that's the whole key here. Now, for those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I have the privilege of speaking with Jay Rice. He's a recording artist that is definitely making some major waves right now. He has fans literally around the world, and they have been keeping in contact with him, and he's been communicating back with them and now sharing great music with him. We're going to be listening to a new single from Jay Rice here. Thank you for the broken heart here in a moment. I want to talk about the truth, Jay Rice, and that's something that I'm always fascinated when I'm talking to individuals who are going after their dreams, they're living their passion, and they're able to fulfill their destinies. I'm always curious about the truth, and that truth is, how do you not allow the, you know, the success? How do you not allow the fans and what others might expect of you? How do you not allow that to change the person that you really are?
Well, my mom, you know, taught me a lot of lessons growing up, and it was the number one was always stay humble, you know. Never expect things to be given to you. If you want something, you know, you have to work for it. And I think that every time that I see some, you know, milestone that I hit on whether YouTube or iTunes or anything, I always kind of think back to the jobs because I didn't really, you know, I didn't get here quickly. You know, I've been going at this for a long time. And you know, when I lived in Washington, I remember a job that I was cleaning ventilation ducts, and I remember it got to the point where we had a job where it was at the county jail, and it was just a disgusting job, and I felt like I might be, you know, I was like, man, I need to get out of this thing. This is not a safe environment for me. And so whenever I see some kind of milestone, I always think, like, man, if I can make money doing music, I could never, ever go back to what I was doing before, and I'm so grateful that I'm allowed to do that because
Right.
There's so many people that love music and they're talented and they're not in a position to, you know, survive off of it. And that's all I ever wanted. You know, I never craved to be like a superstar. There's been certain things that I feel have kind of been thrown my way and kind of gravitated towards me, but I was just, my main goal was just to be able to live off of music and be happy, and, you know, and once, you know, I kind of reached that, I'm like, all right, now let's, you know, what else can I do? And, you know, it's, I love that sometimes the songs can, you know, help people heal and, you know, a relationship or, you know, loss of a loved one or whatever.
Exactly.
So that's,
well, I think
kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, and I think that's a great segue, actually, to the single, Thank You for the Broken Heart. You know, this interview is happening because I was sent this song, Jay Rice, from the radio side, and because I'm the only one here that actually does interviews like this here at the radio side of the station. And when I heard it, I was like, okay, I got to contact this guy because, I mean, the song was just that good. And, you know, I was watching the EPK for it, and I was thinking to myself, you know, wow, you know, I need to go ahead and try to get this guy now while it still may be possible for me to get this guy. You know, talk to us about the single, because there's a powerful message in the single, a powerful delivery by you in the video that we're able to see. How did the song come about for you?
Well, it was a friend that had a relationship kind of go sour, and it was probably one of the first devastating ones that happened, and it just kind of gave the thought of, you know, what's the positive that you can get out of that? And the positive is it's not going to be the last. And so I was like, you know what, sometimes you need something like that to happen to you, you know, early on, so that later on you can realize that you're going to be able to heal from it. So if it happens again, it's like, all right, I remember last time, it was way worse than this, so I can, you know, I can move past that. And it was just kind of like, I don't know, the words just kind of came out of me when I was singing a melody to the hook, and the lyric of Thank You for the Broken Heart just kind of came out, and I was like, how can I make that work? Because that kind of sounds cool. So I just kind of, you know, worked around it, and it was one of those songs that was, it kind of wrote itself. Like in 20 minutes, I think that whole song was written.
Wow.
And there's not many songs that I've written that have happened that fast, but it just seems like the best ones and the ones that, you know, are real emotions that were, you know, and I really dug deep, and I kind of felt about my own situation when I was, you know, maybe in high school and, you know, had something like that happen. And it's kind of like telling that person, you know what, thanks, because since you, you know, totally demolished me and, you know, broke my heart, that if it ever happens again, I'm going to know that I'm going to be okay.
Exactly. Well, since we have you here, Jay, one of the great things about actually speaking to the artists is that we're able to have them introduce the music. Why don't you go ahead and do the honors and introduce it for our listeners?
All right. This is Thank You, Brother. Oh, man, I messed up my own song. This is Thank You for the Broken Heart by me, Jay Rice.
Everything I know about love, I learned from you, and everything I know about pain, I learned from you. My first, you showed me lonely, and you took me in when I was hurt, but the most important thing you ever gave me was the one that hurt the most. So thank you for the broken heart, oh yeah, and thank you for the permanent
Here on Conversations Live, 92.3 FM on the radio, online through blogtalkradio.com, as well as through our friends on the East Coast through dcnowradio.com. Jay, one of the things I think that is so great about you and also about that song is that there's a message. There's definitely something that I think people can relate to, but that, you know, there's also a lot of emotion that goes into that. How important is it for you to feel something that you're putting together? You know, sometimes you find artists that just seem to do what they think is popular. How important is it for you to actually have a feeling and emotion behind it?
Oh, I mean, that's always number one. I mean, I've always had the feeling that if I, you know, kind of, sometimes I just close my eyes and try to imagine, if I'm not writing about myself, I try to imagine who the person is that's writing the song, and mm-hmm. And I try to just think of all the lyrics that are being said and just try to just be in that moment and just really feel the emotions. And I think that if you can do that, then, you know, people will feel that. And, you know, I always love it when I hear songs with vocalists that really put a lot of emotion into it. And you just believe what they're saying, you know. Otherwise, right. It's just kind of like, you know, you might not even listen to the lyrics. You just kind of listen to the melody because it's, you know, maybe it's too perfect, or it just seems like, you know, they didn't really buy what they were saying.
Right, exactly. Well, I think that's a great point. Now, that song, Thank You for the Broken Heart, from what I understand, Jay, and you can correct me on this, it'll be available for the world on August the 7th, Tuesday, August the 7th, is that correct?
Yes, I think that's correct, unless something changes, but as of right now, that's what it is.
All right, so August the 7th as well, they'll be able to get it. And of course, you know, we'll be letting our listeners remind them here on the program to make sure that they remember about August 7th as well. And, of course, you know, you're more than welcome anytime, Jay, to stop by to talk with us again and to keep us posted on everything that's going on. Before I let you tell our listeners how they can stay in contact with you and also what your current projects are, I'm always curious as to what artists like yourself have to say about the importance of following a dream. And you said something important earlier, and I think that's about following your passion. And we talk about that all the time here on this show, the importance of following that passion, recognizing it in your life, and then going for it. So what do you normally say to your fans and friends about that, about how that is really the only way to live?
Well, a lot of times I'll get people asking me, or maybe not asking, but kind of hinting at a question of, you know, I've been thinking about posting a video, or, you know, I really love to sing, but I'm scared to put a video out there. You know, what should I do, or what are some tips? And my advice is always just do it. Start today, you know. There's nothing that you're going to really regret if you found something that you're passionate about. And it doesn't have to be music, you know. I think everyone has some kind of talent that only they have, and a lot of times it's not as easy to see as, you know, as a musical thing. So it might take them, you know, time in their life to find it, but once you do, I think you'll know. I don't think there'll be any doubt in your mind, and I think you just got to trust your gut and just go for it, and just, you know, if you have to make some sacrifices along the way, then that's the price that you'll have to pay to be, you know, ultimately really, you know, a lot happier in life than, you know, doing a job that you might hate to go to every day and right. Just try to forget about it.
Exactly. I think that's very well said, and something great for us to remember from someone who knows exactly what he's talking about. He was an individual who's been able to step out on faith and enjoy success, showing all of us what's possible in our lives. Again, Jay Rice, everyone, the single to be looking forward to August the 7th is Thank You for the Broken Heart, but you could actually stay in contact with him right now. Jay, let our listeners know how to stay in contact with you and where they can find more of your music.
You can find me on Twitter, Jay Rice Music. I try to respond to everyone that sends me a tweet. Or on YouTube, just search Jay Rice, and you'll find all my stuff on there.
All right. So they can definitely find you there. And I think you have a Facebook fan page as well, right?
Yeah, Facebook also is the same as the Twitter, Jay Rice Music.
All right. So they can keep in contact with you there on the social sites as well as on YouTube. As you said, they can just search for Jay Rice. Well, again, man, congratulations to you, and thank you for taking out the time. I know you've been busy, so I appreciate you taking out time to spend some time talking with us about the journey and also sharing the new single with us. So continued success to you.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me, man.
And no problem. Glad to do it. Now, if you missed any part of my conversation with Jay Rice, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at www.conversationsliveradio.com. Or if you're friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, you can find the link available on both of those places. Also, I know Jay Rice has been tweeting about it as well. Just go to any one of his tweets. You'll be able to click on that same link that's there and listen to the audio broadcast of the show. You'll also be able to share it with your friends from there as well. The same goes for our friends at DCNowRadio.com. I'm sure they'll be podcasting it there on their website. So make sure you go over to DCNowRadio.com to be able to hear it there. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Make sure you have a great one.
here, I've come so far.